Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Hey there, this is the Loopcast for September 29th, 2007. Sandon Totten, welcome to the Loopcast.
Hey Jeff, how's it going?
It's going all right, although I'm a little bit sad, a little wistful.
Today. Is that a tear I see in your eye? What's going on, man?
Yeah, no, that's apple juice. But I am feeling a little bit misty inside because this is kind of the last of the freeform Loopcasts. Now, it's not the end of the podcast.
Oh, so we're not canned or anything.
No, in fact, far from it. We actually have a real radio show to do every week.
So, is that what we've been doing?
That's why there are so many other people sitting around your cubicle lately doing things that sound vaguely like you should be paying attention to them as well.
I was wondering why you looked so busy when I kept checking Metafilter and Boing Boing all day.
Yeah, well, welcome to the new regime. We are going to have In the Loops every single week, and this is starting next week, which means not that the podcast is going away, but that the podcast will be doing what a number of people, I think, have suggested they'd like to see done with it, which is to be a reliable place to get a new radio show every single week. So as of next week, we're going to have a sort of a best of, we're calling it a clip show, but it's not so much for people who listen to the podcast. This is more for radio listeners who may be encountering us for the first time or wondering what the deal is within the loop. This is kind of a chance to reintroduce ourselves to them and share some of our favorite stuff from the past year.
We're trying to make a good impression, you know, just putting our best foot forward.
Yeah. So that'll be the podcast next week. And starting the week after that, all new shows, at least until the middle of December, and then you'll probably hear Sandon and me back in a booth trying to get by on our wits with a new podcast every week.
Oh, if we have any left.
Yeah, in any case, this season that we're heading into is a, for the moment, it's a temporary kind of a deal, and in December we're gonna take a little break. So I think the podcast will probably keep going in some form, but in any case, we got radio shows coming up. So, you know, I'm thinking back at some of the great memories of screwing around on the Loopcast. Of course, making Robert Siegel say things that he would not in nature say.
Oh yeah, getting to coach Robert Siegel is the highlight of my career. And even though it maybe didn't really happen, I'm still gonna put it on my resume.
There was a fake This American Life, This American Loop, we called it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Sandon's classic Ira Glass. Give us a little bit of Ira Glass.
Those were the days, heady times. We were sitting around in a booth making fun of other radio shows.
Excellent. We'll have to do that again at some point. The Wide Stance Association of America.
Yeah,
our
no.
Tribute to the Larry Craig saga.
I feel like that was actually an important news story that we were the only ones out there bringing to you.
I know. I would have thought we would have had more legs, as we say.
Yeah, it didn't get the wide audience it was looking for.
Yeah. Oh. Tony the Life Coach, the various public radio pilots that are competing with us.
Exactly. The Kids Today, I think, has actually caught on in New Hampshire.
Kids Today. Yeah. In the Andre Kodrescu Comedy Hour.
That caught on nowhere.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for them. Apparently those shows still in pilot phase, so we're not hearing them on the radio just yet. Today's hastily contrived theme for the Loopcast is New Homes.
And we're not talking about McMansions here.
No, more metaphorical than that.
Yeah,
probably. Although quite literal in the case of the very first thing that we're going to present to you. This is a story, a personal story from a young woman named Roseanne Pereira. And who's Roseanne, Sandon?
Well, she works in our newsroom here. She's done a number of great stories over the last couple months. She's working as a fellowship reporter, and to get that job, she had to sort of sacrifice something. She's from Minnesota, but had been living out on her own for a number of months, and Then got this job in Minnesota, and it meant coming home to her family.
Well, Roseanne's a good friend of our show, a very nice young woman, and we're happy to be able to feature this personal essay today on the Loopcast. So here's Roseanne.
Let me tell you about the way things once were. Let's call this phase my independence. Things were going great. Graduated from high school, went out of state for college, graduated from college, spent only a week at home before leaving for the faraway West Coast. I still remember my last day home after graduating. I packed my bags while blaring, "If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your hair." and it went fine. I supported myself, lived alone or with roommates, met all sorts of people, and tried new things. That's how it was until one day I ended up here. Back with my mom because of a temporary job assignment, sitting in a familiar living room with two chairs, a TV, and a piano. Let's just call this the "that's just how it is" phase. That's a big cloth hanging of the Taj Mahal above the sofa, one I've seen since I was about 9 years old. I remember buying it when we visited relatives in India one summer. And sitting at the kitchen table watching the TV, that's another regular fixture, my mom.
He won or he failed? Oh, he won! Oh my God! He beat the Kali! Oh my God!
Mom watches wrestling every Friday night. She says she's 5'2", though I think she's 5'1". Now that I live with her, I've gotten to know a lot more of the details of her life and personality. I know exactly what time she eats her meals and how she likes her coffee. 1 teaspoon Folgers, Coffee Mate instead of milk, all served in the mug with the blue flowers on it.
He does something with his hands. He crashes the head and they fall. So I was thinking in my head, these two have to think of a way to neutralize his hand because he's crashing and putting him down.
And just as mom strategizes for how Rey Mysterio and Batista can defeat the great Kali, she's hoping her grand plan for my development will work out too. Mom sees my moving back in with her as her last chance to raise me. Her last chance to get me to control my temper, clean my room, cook Indian food. We're like our own family sitcom, complete with family members dropping by. That's my older sister Rochelle and her husband Nate. They live one floor below us in a condo. Nate hightails it to the piano and Rochelle to the fridge. Each year for her birthday, instead of buying gifts, Nate composes a piece of music for Rochelle. His brothers think he's a cheapskate, but I think he's original, giving her something no one else could possibly give. That there he's playing, the song that started it all, Rochelle's Rag. He composed that one for Rochelle while they were dating. And now it makes an appearance in each of his other songs for her. Each year he builds on the foundation, a variation on a theme. There's no doubt geography has made my family closer. Nate will throw mom a jersey and they'll watch Vikings games together on his TV. My mom, sister, and I, like the Golden Girls with their cheesecake, will stay up late and talk about our woes. Sometimes I get anxious, worried that I should strike out on my own again. And I calm myself down by thinking, it's only temporary, and it's worth it. This special time and place when we're all together. Pretty soon I'll be at another phase. Let's call it the phase what will be. After all, who knows where we'll be or what we'll do next year? Except, the other day, I thought about Nate's song and I realized my family's arrangement is not temporary. It's permanent. Not me living with my mom, but something else, something unshakable. It's like we have our own theme song, something we can always come back to, no matter what the highs and lows. Something familiar that reminds us of who we are. Like a song where you forget the words but remember the refrain. It's always still there, somewhere.
That was Roseanne Pereira getting in just under the wire before we lose our ability to independently program the Loopcast for a while. As we said, radio shows from here on out.
Yeah.
For a couple of months anyway. Now, since we are busy getting ready for our new season, we brought some new staff on board. And one of those folks is Bradley Campbell. And Bradley is squeezing himself in next to Sandin here in the booth. How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Bradley is our production intern, and we've been making him do all kinds of crap jobs so far. how's that going for you?
It's going well. There's a lot of logging to do, but
Yeah, tape logging.
A lot of tape logging.
Which means I come back from an interview and I give the sound files to Bradley and I say, write up what's in there.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it does make my life a whole heck of a lot easier. Bradley's going to be really important to us in terms of keeping track of ticketing for the show and helping to recruit live audiences for the show. By the way, tickets are now available for actually all of our shows this fall. Mm-hmm. They don't all have themes assigned to them yet, but you can go online, minnesotapublicradio.org/intheloop. You can reserve seats as many as you like for as many shows as you like. So we're going to listen to a little bit of tape that Bradley recorded, and Bradley did not submit this to us because he wanted us to play it, but we're gonna play it anyway. What were you up to here, Bradley, without giving too much away about the, you know, really sort of the deeper content that people are going to hear when we play this audio?
Well, the idea was to collect sound on a Sunday in St. Paul, and really it's quiet in St. Paul, so I walked up to a woman who was having a garage sale named Ruth Mesa.
Yeah, Bradley, very, very intrepid, very, diligent. He went out, like, the first weekend you were here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the first full weekend you were here with us. Bradley moved out from Portland, Oregon, which is quite a ways to come for the job. So we're glad to have him here, but he needs to get to know the Twin Cities, and he's getting to know radio a little bit. So you just took some recording equipment, and you went out to kind of record, I guess, wherever you could find.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, when I heard this, it came back. I don't think you imagined it would feel as profound as it does feel. And I don't think that content-wise there's all that much there, but the way you constructed it is just inspiring. So, a garage sale like you've never heard it before from Bradley Campbell.
My name is Ruth Mesa, and I am 61 years old. I have been unemployed since last October, and I'm probably going to be moving in the next month or so I'm having a yard sale to sell a lot of things that I don't need to keep that I don't want. So I'm doing it today, and then I'm going to do it again next week and the following week. I've been taking a lot of photographs. I love photography, but I just have a cheap little camera, but anyway, I've been taking photographs, and I applied for some grants, you know, for that this year. I don't know. I'm up against a lot of people who have really nice cameras, you know, but I've got some really beautiful pictures. This is the candy dish for Easter, and it's made by Fitz and Floyd, and I think a little child would really be happy to see that sitting on their table with candy in it. I have a Denby sugar bowl here. I did not get the creamer. I bought it without a creamer. But Denby is very nice glassware. It's a ceramicware, and it's made in England, and it's microwave safe, dishwater safe, freezer safe, and oven safe. A few years ago, I used to go to a lot of auctions. I've seen an elephant at fairs, and I've always wanted to ride an elephant. I've always wanted to go to India and ride on an elephant, but I haven't made it that far yet. My name is Ruth Mesa, and I am 61 years old.
So that was Bradley Campbell interviewing Ruth Mesa, who was having a garage sale. Do you think she knew that she was going to be a famous podcast star?
No, I don't think so. I think she was just looking forward for a conversation. And
so talking to you, she got more than she bargained for, I guess.
So.
We were thinking that kind of felt like a This American Life segment. It just had that feel to it. And, of course, it had the same sort of like confusing payoff at the end.
If anybody could make garage sales the most profound thing in modern existence, it would be This American Life or Bradley.
The greatest moment in there for me was when this kind of the music rides for a little bit, and then she comes back in and she goes, I used to really like to go to auctions. Music, 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 music. And then we're off and talking about elephants. That was brilliant, Bradley. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you.
So maybe you'll be hearing some more of Bradley in the season ahead, but rest assured he'll be working very hard behind the scenes to make our show a success, as will all the folks who are working on it now. We have a senior producer. We got three sort of lower-level producers. Sandin is one of those, lower in in name only, not not in our
heart. We're not shorter or anything.
And we've got an editor who is arriving shortly next week, I think, to begin work with us. And we have a couple of interns and a great producer by the name of Leith Bishop, who is overseeing the whole project. So,
not to mention our masseuses, our chauffeurs, our makeup artists, hairdressers, and wardrobe assistants.
Yep, and my pedicurist. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
So let's bow out for now. Say farewell to the creative but sometimes amateurish atmosphere of the Loopcast over the past year or so, and give way to what I hope are going to be some pretty awesome hours of radio coming at you in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So, Sandin, this has been a lot of fun.
Signing off for the Loopcast. I'm Sandin Totten.
We'll just have to keep our goofing off down in the office and save it for future Loopcasts when we get to do this again. Anyway, don't unsubscribe from the podcast because it's still going to exist and it's simply going to turn into the radio show. Rather than just once a month, it's going to be the radio show once a week. I want to be clear about that. Nothing's ending. It's a new beginning.
Yeah.
With the same RSS feed for the podcast. Right. Anyway, so I'm Jeff Horwich, and we're looking forward to a great season of In the Loop. Glad to have all of you with us, and we'll see you along the way.